Jerry Beto Show 1036. You know, this song by the Guess Who, American Woman, has been perceived as anti-woman. Don't you come knocking around my door and you see your face anymore. I don't remember the words exactly. Perhaps you led that in as a lead up to Mary Burke. Are you being anti-woman to Mary Burke? Because we're about to talk about the Democratic State Convention. Huh? Is that what's going? By the way, God love you. If that's... By the way, that came up totally at random. Now, Jerry said, God love you for being anti-woman. It was a joke. It was just a joke. It was not a joke, however. Jason says, I'm not a woman hater. I'm not a woman. I'm not misogynistic. I'm not a woman. I knew that about you. Yes, it is about. All right, enough of the silliness. We are going to discuss the Democratic Convention. Here's what I said earlier. I said that, because I'm sure Joe didn't hear this, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Republican Party, Joe Fadness, would join me at 10:35 to perform last rites on the truth, which will die an ugly death in the Wisconsin Dells this weekend. With that introduction, Joe, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry.
I've got a lot of stuff in front of me that we can talk about with the convention. I want to chide the media just a little bit before we talk about all of the nonsense that's going to be spewing out of the Dells this weekend. Look at what the Republican Party had to endure from the media leading up to its convention. Parties fractured into this fringe element when all of that we knew was a distraction. I know this comes with the territory, but don't you get a little tired of the other side getting a pass when they've got their divisions and everything else and resolutions that you could fill the airwaves and newspapers with? I should be used to this by now, but it does get a little frustrating to me.
Well, you know, Jerry, one of the big stories going into this convention is that the Democrats, they're divided.
Yeah.
They're divided over Mary Burke because of the way this entire process has been handled from the start. Not only did Mike Tate and the Democratic top brass, both here in Wisconsin as well as nationally, go to great lengths to clear the field for this woman, they did it without input from the base. So you have a candidate who is not of the grassroots, who has never needed the grassroots, and you see that reciprocated in the fact that there's no real enthusiasm for her. And they were told, this is your candidate, and you're going to like it. And she represents much of what they oppose. In fact, they're going to vote on Saturday on a platform that directly conflicts with several aspects of her record, including outsourcing and avoiding corporate taxes. And the last clause of that platform will read that Democrats that they support are to abide by the terms of those principles. Well, she doesn't do that. And that goes to show how this process has been handled from the start.
You know, and in fact, the state Republican Party has issued news releases and videos making the case. You really believe, and by you I mean the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that the liberal base still has not warmed up to her.
It's a real sentiment, Jerry. We've talked to real people. We've talked to Democrats on the ground. In fact, we put a video out yesterday with real Democrats talking in real terms about the fact that they don't think that she can connect with them, that she doesn't speak for them. This is a story that the mainstream media has largely glossed over, but it's there. It's there, and the fact that she was endorsed before the convention and is not going to be endorsed on the convention floor, I think goes to show that they don't want to open up the microphones and have a debate over her. She walks into that convention as the endorsed candidate. That, in essence, was able to shut out anybody else, including Brett Hulsey, who wanted to speak. So from the start, the cards were stacked in her favor and against anybody else. And that, I think, is the real story going into the convention.
In fact, now I don't know if you know anything about this, but I just received an email that she's not going to be there tomorrow.
Interesting. That's right. So she will be there tonight and for part of the convention, but she's skipping tomorrow. She has other obligations tomorrow. She says she won't be there. So she, in essence, as the first convention for this woman running for office, as a candidate for governor at least, is going to miss at least half of her state convention. Now, in contrast, Scott Walker, Governor Walker, was at convention this year all 3 days, an active and visible participant, and he's done that for each of the last several decades. So this is another situation of how she more or less got the endorsement without the grassroots, and she still doesn't really consider much of them, and that's why they think they can blow it off. And I think that's a big telling story here, especially as it relates to how they perceive her.
Talking with Joe Fadness of the State Republican Party of Wisconsin. Now, as you know, Joe, I was at the convention, and clearly the Republican convention last month, and the goal there was to celebrate not just the accomplishments of the conservative movement under Scott Walker, but how they have helped Wisconsinites. And clearly they have. And in fact, Democrats are actually willing to ask the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And conservatives are more than happy. Scott Walker is more than happy to answer that question. So I can't wait. Actually, I can. But to see the spin tomorrow when they try to turn good news into bad news tonight and tomorrow.
You know, it's interesting. At the end of the Republican State Convention, one of the reporters in attendance came up to me and said, Joe, I didn't hear Mary Burke's name once. And I responded and I said, it's clear that when you're leading, when you're in control, and when you're getting things done, there's no reason to attack. That we have a strong record to run on. Now, in contrast, tomorrow and this evening, you're going to hear a lot of attacks come from the Democrats. But what you won't hear, and this is the real story, I believe, what you won't hear from them is about the massive tax hikes, the billion-dollar budget deficits, perhaps the record job loss, the national unemployment being something that they are going to not talk about as well, the raiding of funds to feed their big spending appetites. You know, the real record of when the Democrats ran the state, it's not very appetizing. So instead of talking about that, they're going to attack. And all of this, of course, Jerry, all of these things I'm talking about right now were done in the Doyle Burke administration, of which Mary Burke was a central and key player.
By the way, and maybe I'm wrong on this, Joe, I don't ever remember, and again, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a chairman of a county Democratic Party, Michael Bassford of the Democratic Party of Dane County, has filed a complaint against Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Brett Halsey. I said, you would know how much they are annoyed by Halsey potentially being on the ballot with Mary Burke in the primary if they did stuff like this. There's a story in the Journal Sentinel today how the Republican Party is challenging Democratic candidates and so on. They've mentioned you by name, seeking to nullify some nominating signatures. When's the last time you heard a party going after one of their own trying to keep them off the ballot?
That's a big deal, absolutely. And it just goes to show, once again, to what lengths will these party bosses go to clear the field for Burke? They've done it from the start, and even as recently as yesterday, trying to knock one of their own, an extreme liberal Democrat from Madison, off the ballot. That's a big deal.
Well, it is, because what they have been trying to do is just ignore Brett Halsey, don't worry about him. But clearly, they would much rather him not being around. One final thing I want to throw by you, Joe, is PolitiFact Wisconsin did a kind of a compendium today, fact-checking state Democrats as they go into their convention. They did, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I usually try not to put too much stock in PolitiFact Wisconsin. But of the 10, you got a half true, a false, a mostly false, at least five of the 10, and then I think they're charitable in some of the mostly trues, and some of those include Mary Burke. So I want, when people hear what they hear out of the media this week and covering it, just bear all of that in mind about what you're hearing.
Well, that's a big deal, and I think that as we go into the convention this weekend that the Democrats have, we should have a counter every time they use Scott Walker's name.
Ah.
We're leading, the Republican Party is leading, we're getting things done, we've turned the state around, but in contrast, they play the politics of division, and it's not going to work. I think the people of Wisconsin know better, and we have to stay above that, but it just goes to show the games they'll play, and it has been that way from the start. So I suppose the final thing I'll say is if your listeners have any information that they'd like to learn, DemsDivided.com has everything that we've just talked about. DemsDivided.com.
DemsDivided.com. Joe Fadness of the State Republican Party, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry.
Appreciate it. It's going to be very different. And yes, I was at the convention, as you might know. Never heard Mary Burke's name once. All right. We're going to do some cleanup here. In 3 minutes, I do need to get to the story that I teased because I don't want to be guilty of messing that up again. I missed something yesterday. Something the Dems are up to, which we'll get to, and just whatever we can get in here. Oh, and a really interesting. If you had to pick one, which one would you pick? We'll get to that. 10:46.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.